Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime use.
He's a fourth generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Sir Prenant.
All guests on 97 The Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, help good people regain control of their future when charged with the crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroDeLaw.com. Got a lot to unpack today, and if you're just tuning in, and you were like, like Frank said, is it like station tour day today? I mean, there's so many people walking around. It's great.
Yeah, this is, it's a busy old day here at the Odyssey Palace.
We met a gentleman earlier today, and he came in, and he was like, well, what are the topics today?
Yeah.
And we were like,
oh, you know, just the everyday topic of selling the team.
The joke kind of deal, like, oh, you know, like, high school girls volleyball is in state playoffs, and you know, USD men's basketball won last night, and you know, we're gonna have every coach on for the high school football games on Friday, and we're like, no, the Padres might be up for sale. And he was like, what? That's news to me. He was like, oh, I didn't even know that was a thing. I was out in OB having a breakfast burrito, enjoying my time. I'm like, well, you know what? You right now in the car driving to work, or sorry, driving on your lunch break. The middle of the day might not be up to tune of what has happened today. This is the report from Kevin Acey at 8:55 this morning. The team announced Thursday that the Seidlers, are exploring their strategic options, which could result in the sale of part or all of the team. The announcement comes one day shy of exactly 2 years after Peter Seidler passed away, as put into the article by Kevin Acey. Quote, the family has decided to begin a process of evaluating our future with the Padres, including a potential sale of the franchise, according to Padres chairman John Seidler in a statement. Quote, we will undertake this process with integrity and professionalism in a way that honors Peter's legacy and love for the Padres and lays the foundation for the franchise's long-term success. During the process, as we prepare for the 2026 season, the Padres will continue to focus on its players, employees, fans, and community while putting every resource
into winning a World Series. We remain fully committed to this team, its fans, and the San Diego community. Sadler family has retained the financial firm BTD and MSD Partners to guide it through the process. When talked about a little bit further, and has since been updated in this article, it explains that the Padres ownership group includes at least 10 people or entities. The Padres' largest stakeholder, around 24%, is held by the Peter Seidler Trust, of which Seal Seidler and their three young children are the beneficiaries of. So that part is owns 24% of the team. The Seidler family, including Peter Seidler's mother, siblings, and other relatives, collectively controls about 20% of the team. So the Seidlers together own about 44% of the team. The remaining portion of ownership is split between 8 to 10 other separate stakeholders. John Seidler, Peter Seidler's eldest brother and the trustee of his trust, was approved by the other 29 MLB team owners as Padres' control person in February. At the time, multiple team owners said they did not consider Shields Seidler a qualified option to be the Padres' control person, as put out in the article from Kevin Acey. Now, this is something else that he put in here. It is not known how much of the team will ultimately be available for purchase. Obviously, the Seidler family that might be putting up the team, that's 44% if they all decide to sell their shares. The other portion, like the other people, they could decide not to sell, and then it's not the entire organization up for sale. It could be just certain stakeholders. But he did have this to say. A minority owner whose stake of approximately 10% makes him one of the franchise's largest single shareholders is currently in the process of selling his portion of the Padres, according to sources. So, if you include that particular person, or him, with the Seidler family, that's going to be 54% of the team potentially up for sale if nobody else decides to sell portions of their of the ownership group. So, there you go. The price of these types of prestige purchases are difficult to predict, as Kevin Acey points out. However, on Thursday, sources have told Kevin Acey that recent MLB team sales have been completed for approximately 5.5 times a team's annual revenue. One source placed the Padres' revenue at about $500 million. That would get you around $2.5 billion. That this team could be potentially worth. In terms of comparison of other entities, we'll get to that in a second, but the sale of the Padres would include the assumption of about $300 million in debt and more than $150 million in paybacks to owners for two cash infusions made in recent years. Those cash infusions are those calls of ownership to invest more money into the organization that they can then use to do certain purchases. In this particular case, I think a lot of people said that that was when they wanted to invest more in the team, and they ended up signing Alexander Bogarts. Now, the Tampa Bay Rays, whose owners will have to build a ballpark, were sold this year for $1.7 billion. The Baltimore Orioles...
Bless you.
Hey, Birdland.
Hey, Birdland.
There it is. They sold last year for $1.73 billion. Both of those teams perennially ranked near the bottom in MLB attendance over at least the past decade. And both have similar local television deals to that of the Padres. The article goes on to talk about like all the different owners the Padres have had and how much money the Seidler and Ron Fowler at the time had purchased the Padres, which was $800 million as laid out in the article. But right now, if you look at things, I'm starting to understand why some fans have this negative connotation with this particular deal. I think they're racking up all of the events that have happened in the last couple of weeks for the Padres. I view this as a good thing for Padres fans. For whatever reason that the Seidler family is interested in selling the team, and again, you don't know. It was tough for that family that lost their brother. And this was his passion, right? This is his big thing, his legacy. It was the San Diego Padres and trying to bring the city of San Diego World Series championship. So there's a lot of factors that are at play here for the Seidler family, and there's a reason why, after months of conversations, why they want to sell the team. It could be money related. It could be more than just money. Whatever it may be, they are selling for a reason. And the fact that $500 million of the revenue, I think it's more than just the money. And so from that particular sense, this is a positive thing because the Seidler family is putting the team up to potentially be bought by somebody that really wants to own a Major League Baseball team, that really wants to get into pro sports ownership, that really wants to go out there and pay for a winner. And I think that is all good news. I think the possibilities of what this can be outweigh what some of the negative thoughts of selling a team would be. And again, I've mentioned this before. This is a different situation than most teams that are up for sale. Let's talk about the two most recent teams that were up for sale, the Tampa Bay Rays and the Baltimore Orioles. These are two organizations that don't spend any money on their teams. These are two organizations that have stadium issues to a certain extent. I mean, obviously, even without the hurricane that wiped the roof off of Tropicana Field, the Rays were looking for a new place to play. The Orioles have a nice ballpark. I think a lot of people like Camden Yards. I've never personally been there, but it's a little bit different compared to the situation that a lot of new teams particularly have. And I'll be able to go see it when I go to the Army-Navy game in a couple of weeks now.
Would you?
Yes. You were doing a bunch of work. Well, I'm going for sure.
What?
I don't know. You're not going now? Is that what they said? No, you're going.
Aww.
When we are going to the deal.
I want to go.
Flying into BWI. So anyway, you talk about those particular organizations that sold. $1.7 billion, $1.73 billion. 5.5 times the revenue. They're obviously not making nearly as much revenue as the San Diego Padres are. They're low in attendance. They have stadium issues that they have to deal with, potentially. I mean, the new ownership group of the Baltimore Orioles might have to worry about building a new stadium in the next handful of deal. But when you go about this process, this is a different situation than those teams, a drastically different situation. This Padres team, and this is why I view it as a positive, I think you're going to get somebody that really wants to win. I think if you're trying to like look for like flipping an organization and trying to make a little money off of it, you look at buying a team like the Rays. You look at buying a team like the Orioles at like $1 billion. This team worth $2.5 billion in a city like San Diego that has a championship-level roster that probably needs some improvements, but it's definitely a playoff-level roster that has the second highest attendance numbers in all of Major League Baseball, that's bringing in roughly $500 million in revenue, that has a gorgeous ballpark that's been voted the number one ballpark in all of Major League Baseball almost every single year. This is going to set up for somebody that's going to buy this team and help it become a winner. And so from all of that perspective, I think it's going to attract a lot of big names. I think it's going to attract a lot of people that want to get into the sports business. And I think it's going to attract a lot of people that are not only incredibly wealthy, but don't need the baseball team to make money. And they view it as writing checks for their toy. So I view this as a positive. At the end of the day, Padres fans, what do you want? You want a World Series. And I think this is a step into helping you get to a World Series. And in the meantime, the Padres, as alluded to, the Seidler family said they're going to be spending around the same amount of money on the payroll as they did last year. And there's obviously a lot of rich people in town that are billionaires that people have put in the chat that would like to see buy the team. I know there's other families, maybe entities that might be wanting to buy the team. But again, I think this is a positive thing for the San Diego Padres. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. I think a lot of people are so enamored with previous ownership groups before the Seidler family came in that San Diego's had to deal with, thinking that you're going to get another one of those ownership groups. I don't think you are. And the Seidler family, says they might potentially sell. But I don't think they're going to sell until they get not only the right deal, but also the right people in charge to continue Peter's legacy, as they mentioned in their press release today. So I view it as a positive. I view it as a positive. I think you can make up as many situations as you want in your mind about like why this could be bad. I think if you stack things up, it might look bad. But I'm telling you, this is good news for Padres fans. And in the meantime, the Padres organization says it's business as usual, and they're going to be spending money. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. If you want to weigh in, I know we got some people calling in. We're going to get to Lou and Lucadia when we come back and dive into a couple other things that we had on the docket today. College basketball we had over the weekend. We'll take a little look at the Aztec game against Boise State on Saturday. We got Thursday night football tonight. We got a lot of different things we need to get to today on the Braden Soprenant Show. But your reaction to the news today when we come back on the Braden Soprenant Show, San Diego Sports Station 97 through the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. I haven't had too many people react to us via phone call. We've seen a handful of people in the YouTube chat. They're now arguing whether or not there's an age requirement for PB. There is. As soon as you get to like 23, 24, dude, you're too old for PB. I'm sorry to tell you. It's time to move on. As I said, it's time to start learning North Park or Gaslamp. Or maybe somewhere else. There's other good spots in town for you old 23-year-olds. But you know what? 23 is way too old for Pacific Beach. You're going to be like the second. You're probably going to be like the third oldest guy there besides, you know, maybe a couple of people from out of town that don't realize that that's a way younger place. Pouring out for Enrique, dude. His PB days are over, apparently. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Let's get out to Lou in Leucadia. Lou, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Your enthusiasm is infectious. I am really bullish on this news. But what impresses me the most is, you know, the Seidler family and whoever else is involved just, you know, took a collected breath and said, you know, what we're going through is just not right for the team right now. And I mean, they love San Diego. They love the fans and they love the team. And for them to admit that is a pretty big deal. Now switching gears completely, is what I miss from the days of old is extracurricular field trips, going to the Army Navy game, going to the Del Mar racetrack and things like this. Are those days gone or, are they going to be back?
Are you talking about like us doing shows out there?
Yeah.
Well, we are going to the Army Navy game, so that's going to be fun. We're looking forward to that. And we have other things that we might be in the works. You know, we like getting out there in the community as much as possible. I know Gwen and Chris are trying to be out at a couple of high school basketball games with high school basketball starting up. And it's a good question. It's a great question. Yeah, the Army-Navy game is going to be fun. I'm excited that we got invited back to that.
Yeah, we love doing remotes. I mean, it's as much as we might want to say it's a pain in the neck, but we love being out there not only doing our job from somewhere that's not the office is always fun, but also to get out there and actually meet you guys and be able to put names to...
faces to voices.
I was going to say gamer tags, but it's YouTube names. Faces to YouTube names. That's faces to usernames. That's what I was looking for. We love doing that because we all know that without you guys, we're not doing what we're doing. And we may not appreciate it as much as we probably should. And we definitely don't say it as often as we should. But you guys are the reason why we're doing what we're doing, and you guys are the reason why we're living out our dreams and quote-unquote working every single day. And we would love to get out and meet you guys.
Always great. I mean, there's a couple other opportunities.
And it's not eyewash. It's the truth. It's not just my truth. It's the truth for everybody in this business.
Well, I'm just giving you a hard time.
No,
if there's anybody else, you know. I will say this. There's a couple of opportunities here in the near future. Obviously, I mean, you guys know, like, coach high school football. You go, just come to a game and watch us play. I'll be in action on Friday at 7 o'clock at Mission Hills High School. I hope it doesn't rain too much.
It's supposed to rain a lot this weekend.
Every time I get the report, it's supposed to, like, be torrential downpour. It ends up not being. And every time that they say, like, hey, it might rain, it turns into, like, a hurricane out of
but
nowhere.
It's not even that it's supposed to rain a lot. It's just supposed to rain for an extended period of time.
Yeah. I just hope it, like, continues to push back. Like, I thought today was supposed to get a little bit of
like
rain.
It's like tomorrow through Tuesday it's supposed to rain.
There's a flood watch, apparently, on the...
Yeah, I'm seeing 91, 98, and 84, 90% chances of rain Friday through Monday.
Friday, it's not supposed to rain. Now it's not supposed to rain until like noon on Friday.
Which is good, right in the middle of our show.
Yeah, that's great. Except, like, I need it to... It's only 50% at kickoff. That's all I really care about. All I really care about. So that will be that. There's a lot of great high school football games in action this weekend. The other thing, too, is the holiday happy hour, which everybody is cordially invited to. That's on December 5th at the Lucadian. If I'm not coaching a high school football game, I will be there at the Lucadian in Solana Beach. Frank will also be there against his will.
Wait.
December 5th.
What are we doing now?
It's the holiday happy hour. It's a great time.
Okay.
There's always, you know what? Last year at the holiday happy hour.
This is my first time being a part of the whole full-time gimmick thing, so I'm not sure... Like a lot of these outings, I was never privy to. This is one of them. What are we doing?
Holiday happy hours are like a lot of the local media people go.
Okay.
To do their holiday party.
Fun.
It's an open invite.
Nice.
Got to get there early though. I recommend it.
Great.
I have talked to Bud Black at this. He's been there multiple times. He was there last year. I've talked to Dave Roberts at these things. Dave Roberts has been there multiple times. He was there last year. AJ Preller has shown up a couple of times. Maybe he'll show up. Maybe he won't. Ted Leitner was there last year. Scott Miller was there last year. I got to talk to him. We had a great conversation with him. A lot of great local media people show up to that. Bernie Wilson's going to be there.
There we go.
Have a conversation with Bernie Wilson when he's got a Miller Lite in him.
If Bernie's going, I'm there. That's
you know what?
We love Bernie here.
We love Bernie. Is Sam Levitt going to be there? I don't know. He should. You should tell him on Monday he's invited.
Probably be taking another trip.
That guy takes a lot of trips, you know? You know what? When you have to work every single day, I could see why he takes a lot of trips. Yeah, Ben's been there a couple of times.
Works
Ben
every
goes.
Single day and then has 3 months off.
He's got to take his vacations when he can. How about that? So that's always a fun night. You can come out to that if you're in the North County area. December 5th, holiday happy hour. Great time. I have a great time at that. My friends have already started texting me, like, when's the holiday happy hour this year? We can't wait to go. I'm like, well, if I'm coaching football, I'm not going to be there. But it's this day. And if I'm not coaching football, then I will be there. Yeah. TikTok superstar, Sammy Leff.
Yeah, he's about to get his pension from TikTok soon coming up. It's already started, apparently.
Oh, yeah. His
end of year.
And with that.
Sound is already going off.
2025 season comes to a close. I love when, like, people I know post that And they're like, this is so great. And then I tell the people, yeah, he works with us.
Yeah, they go, I was
like,
say, you realize like, that we know him, right?
They're like, what are you talking about? Yeah, he's real. He's a real person. He'll be doing the show on Monday.
Yes, he will be.
I will not be here Monday. I will be flying back from Provo, Salt Lake. I'm going to Salt Lake this weekend. TCU, BYU. That was a great trip that I planned a month ago when TCU did not completely, insert word here, the bed against Iowa State. Absolutely, absolute train wreck. And you know what? You know what about this? Because I know nobody cares in town about TCU football as much as I do, and maybe the 45 people that are part of the Alumni Association in town. If they beat BYU on Saturday, I might be more pissed off. Because that was going to be the hard game for you, is beating BYU on the road. And if they do it, I'm almost more upset at Sonny Dykes than if they don't. I would be more upset. But you know what? I'm going into it with a positive attitude. It's going to be chilly. It might snow over the weekend. But you know what? This is my trip. Because we have a little bit of time here. It's my trip to Provo. So I'm going to coach the football game on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And now I got to deal with rain leaving, which is
fun. Oh, no.
It's not the rain that's the problem. It's the wind and all that stuff. But anyway, I leave it Saturday morning at like 9:40 something in the morning. Fly to Salt Lake, get the rental car, drive down. I'll probably get there on 1 o'clock, check into the Airbnb. Game's not till 8:15, so I have time to kill. It's going to be great. I can even take a nap,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm going to go into the game thinking like, see if we could compete. Let's just try not to lose by 21 points. Apparently, TCU's won five of the last five in a row against BYU. I'm going to enjoy a cougar tail and probably some type of coffee or hot chocolate because it's going to be freezing at this place. And my guess would be they probably don't serve alcohol at these games. I'm going to take a wild guess on that. Maybe they do. I don't know. But it's hard to like when Provo, like there's a lot of places that you have to buy food to buy alcohol in town. And a lot of places are closed on Sunday. So on Sunday, we are going to High West Distillery, where they make bourbon, and try some of the bourbon there.
Fun.
In Park City. Go to Park City. It's going to be a great time. Everyone enjoys good cougar tail. I'm sure they do. Apparently, they have different flavors for the different games. So we've been looking at the cougar tail flavors, see what they got. I feel like you got to get a classic donut there, the regular one. Regular one's a maple one. They got a chocolate one, though. It's probably legit. I'm curious if they're doing any type of new, like, but they usually do one that's like a different color for certain things.
I just saw something in chat.
That's true. I forgot about the caffeine, Cody.
Someone was saying that that I agreed to go to Pacific Beach, and Juan Ruiz in the chat rightfully said I agreed to no such thing.
And you're like 10 years older than what you should be going to PB.
And then comes back with the Frank has a being in public allergy. You have no idea how both sarcastically and literally correct that is at this point in my life.
Do you know anybody that goes to the PB at your age?
No.
No.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know where PB is.
You don't know where Pacific Beach is?
No, I don't go out, man. Like I.
How
just
long have you lived in this town and you don't know where PB is?
13 years.
Do you know where any of the beaches are?
By the water, I would assume.
Dear Lord.
No, like I've been to Imperial Beach many times.
Okay, so you go north of that and you run into Coronado.
I've been to Coronado. I've been to Point Loma many times.
And then you go north of that. And it's OB.
I'll tell you what.
And then it's PB. And then it's Mission Beach. And then it's Pacific Beach. And then it's La Jolla.
I met a friend a couple months ago. That was my first time at Liberty Station.
Okay, we have to do some of these things that Lou said just to get you out of the house, brother. What? This is your first time. How long? Let me ask you this question: How long How many years have you lived in San Diego? And again, everybody knows that you are a New Yorker,
here,
but
yeah, I moved here.
You went to high school here.
I moved here in 2005.
2005.
And moved back to New York for between 2018 and 2021. I've been in San Diego every other time, though.
You've been in San Diego almost more, probably a
about
higher percentage
about
of your
a
life
year
than...
more than New York, yeah.
Okay. And you don't even know where Pacific Beach is.
No.
It doesn't surprise me. You're the guy that doesn't know where the Chiefs play. So it, geography is not up Frank's sleeve.
I love geography. Don't say that. I love geography. It was my favorite subject in school behind social studies.
Frank
I'm
paying
history,
premium
guy.
Price to live in San Diego but refuses to reap the benefits. It's true. That's true. We should play the game of, like, guess this beach.
Yeah. Has Frank been there?
That was your first time at Liberty Station?
That was my first time at Liberty Station.
Was that your first time at Fiesta Island when you went to OMBAC?
Yes.
Yes, wow. It was. First time at Fiesta.
Yeah.
Probably not the last.
No. I do plan on going to OMBAC next year. I've already got that marked down.
Mark that off. We're going to be playing in that thing. He doesn't know where PB is. Have you been to Mission Beach? Been OB? OB?
Mission Beach, probably. I would have to. Yeah, I believe so. Mission Beach, I believe so. But anything
just go north
of
it, and yeah, it's Pacific Beach.
Anything north of that, not really.
And then it's La Jolla, and then it's Del Mar, yeah, and then it's Solana Beach, and then it's Encinitas, and then you have little subsidiary beaches.
I've been to
mixed
Del Mar.
In.
I've only been to Del Mar for the fair 3 times. I'm not a big fan of the fair. Things tend to go wrong in my life after the fair, so I don't go to the fair.
I don't want to dive into that conversation.
And I've been to the Cabo Music Festival the year it was headlined by Lenny Kravitz and Aerosmith, because I'm a huge Aerosmith fan.
I got to know, like, it might be easier to say, like, where have you been? Have you been to Julian?
I love Julian.
Okay. Maybe he's more of a mountain guy.
I adore Julian. The Julian Tea Cottage up there is unbelievable. Love it. That is a must stop every time I go. Closed on Tuesdays or Wednesdays, though.
I wonder, here's a good bit for people. The people, that the locals in the chat should put, like, what they think the 10 most iconic places are in San Diego and see how many Frank has been to. Like, the Hotel Del is pretty iconic. I feel like most people have been there. You've been to Coronado and the Del?
Yes, I've passed the Hotel Del.
Passed it. Have you been there?
I've not been in it, no.
You have never stepped foot into the Hotel Del? Have you been outside on the beach of any kind?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
I have no reason to go inside a hotel I'm not staying at.
You can still walk through it. Got stuff to do there.
Why?
Elisa says the glider port, yes or no? I've been next to the glider port because I play golf.
Cabrillo National Monument.
I've never been to the glider port.
Cabrillo National Monument, I have been to. Balboa, of course, I've been to.
Okay.
I'm seeing some of these.
The zoo.
Oh, yeah, the zoo. I don't think, I honestly don't remember going to the safari park, but I know I've been to the zoo. It's been a long time since I've been to the zoo.
SeaWorld.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Did you go to Legoland when you were a kid?
No. Me and my brother were too old for Legoland.
Yeah, you can't go there now. Just like Enrique's too old for PB. you've been to the fairgrounds. What else? What else we got? You've obviously been to Petco Park.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to an event at Qualcomm?
Yes.
Okay.
I went to, actually, funny, I went to see San Diego State versus Hawaii. San Diego State killed them that day. And I've been to Monster Jam there a couple times, mm-hmm. and I went to the Chargers Giants.
Nice. Have you been to, I'm trying to think of other places. Have you been to East County?
Yeah. I've been to, like, Barona and that kind of stuff, yeah.
Santee? El Cajon? Lakeside Rodeo. Oh, you went to Santana. That's right. You know what? That might have been the first time.
We do probably think of a couple more places. We could probably get a couple of... Go live in North Dakota. Again, Justin Hughes, North Dakota is a myth. There is only one Dakota. That is it. Anyone who's telling you there's a North and South Dakota is a liar. We could probably get a list of some of these places while we go to break here.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm going to put a list together. See where Frank has actually been. Where in the world is Frank? Is a great opportunity now for a bit during the offseason. We'll get more of those responses when we come back. Plus, we want to talk about the Aztecs game against Boise State. A little quick preview. for you. We also need a contestant for the Midday Sports Standoff, and be sure to be tuned in at 1 o'clock. Biggest Fan gets announced. Braden Surpreta Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. We found a game in here for Frank. We've made a bit out of this.
And by the way,
you're getting called out on Don't Do This, by the way.
And that's fine. But I will say, I'm not lying. When I say I don't go out much, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. If I'm going out for a drive, I'm going out to drive. I'm not going to a certain place. I'm just going wherever my car takes me. And where I can remember how to get back from.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. First of all, this hour of, which I guess is sports talk, is brought to you by SD Collectibles. Get ready, sports and Pokemon collectors. SD Collectibles Card Show is back at Liberty Station, where Frank just went for the first time.
Yay!
With over 100 vendor tables, November 22nd and 23rd. Find sports cards, Pokemon memorabilia, and more. Visit SDCollectibles.com for info. That's SDCollectibles.com. He knows where it is now. GPS is a thing.
No, I know GPS is a thing, and I use it anytime I need to go somewhere that I've never been before.
Frank has been to Tijuana.
I have been to Mexico. I've been to Tijuana. I've been to Rosarito. I have.
You're asking the guy that likes...
It's been a long time, but I have been there.
You're asking the guy that's into motorsports if he's been down to Mexico where they do a lot of motorsports? Ball 1000. Fun stuff. All right, I asked, just for fun, and you guys could disagree with this list as well. I asked ChatGPT, where the 20 most iconic places in San Diego. We're going to see if Frank has been to these places after living here for more years than he has lived in New York.
JH, no, by the way. Anyway.
K-Laws is on you, dude.
Okay.
They've been on you. All right, number one is Balboa Park.
Yeah, of course I've been to Balboa
Ding.
Park.
Where's the correct answer button? Frank's been there. He's one for
Do
one.
Do I get qualified for the sports standoff?
No, you don't get qualified for the sports standoff. And when we come back at 1 o'clock, we'll be giving away, well, not giving away.
Yeah, no,
well,
we are.
In the 1 o'clock hour, we have to give away tickets. But we also have to announce the biggest fan.
Yes.
All right. San Diego Zoo. We've already been on this one. Count it. Would you consider those two the most iconic things in San Diego? I would. Absolutely would. All right. Number three, most iconic place in San Diego. According to ChatGPT, La Jolla Cove. Oh, my God. We've made it to three, and he's already gotten dinged. Stunning seaside cliffs and crystal clear water, perfect for snorkeling and sea lion watching. The surrounding La Jolla Village adds upscale charm with dining and boutiques.
These are just date ideas now.
Keep them for what you want. I mean, I could go through like famous restaurants in town later, like the Marine Room or Mr. A's or something like that. Have you been to either of those? In due time, Frank. In due time. You should probably empty your bank account out, though, if you want to go there. It's very expensive.
Some of those places. Really?
Yeah. Top of the Hyatt. It's a great date spot.
How do you empty something?
Have you been to Top of the Hyatt?
How do you empty something that's already empty?
I need to hear about your life problems, dude. Moving on. Top of the Hyatt. Great date spot. There's a bar at the top up there.
I'm not.
It's open to the public.
Yeah.
It's great.
Great.
I know you've been here. The USS Midway Museum.
Yeah, I was just there. It's one of the places my friend wanted to go when he came out here in August.
Frank is 3 for 4. Anybody disagree with the iconic spots so far? I'm bored. I mean, these are all things that I would tell people from out of town, like things you got to go see. Okay, on to the next one. Coronado Beach and Hotel Del Coronado. I thought you hadn't been to the Del.
I haven't been in the Del. I've been to the Del. I haven't been inside of it.
I feel like you have to be in the Del. Has anybody gone to the Del and not walked inside that's lived here for as long as Frank has?
I don't.
What do we got on that, Chad?
Again, why do I need to go inside a hotel I'm not staying at?
All right.
I'm not gonna tour a random Holiday Inn.
I'm 5 for 5 so far. I'm going to add one that I haven't been to later. 6, Sunset Cliffs. The fact that it took you so long to figure out if you've been there or not.
No, because I know of Sunset Cliffs. I've heard of Sunset Cliffs. I don't know where it is, so I may have been there. I may not have.
Okay.
Where is Sunset Cliffs?
I know the exit sign over by SeaWorld.
Oh, for God's sake.
I've never been there. I've seen it before. It's very iconic. I've never been to Sunset Cliffs.
I'm not a beach hater. I'm a sun hater is what I am. My skin hates the sun.
Let me. I don't know where Sunset Cliffs are. I know it's a neighborhood. It's like in between. Like, okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
I need to apply SPF 5000 every half hour, otherwise I get burnt to a crisp.
Yeah, it's over by like PB. It's very beautiful. I mean, I've seen the iconic photos. Okay. Oh, it's by OB, but I've never been there personally. Gaslamp Quarter. You've obviously been there. Yeah. Petco Park. Yeah. Old Town, San Diego State Historic Park. You've been to the Presidio? Adding that.
Probably.
Do you even know which one the Presidio is?
No.
It's that white building on the top, that old building on the off Interstate 8 over by Old Town. It's on the top.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I've been there too. The mission's on here later. Cabrillo National Monument. And the Point Loma Lighthouse.
Yeah, I was just there in August.
Here's an interesting one. Seaport Village.
Yeah, I've been to Seaport Village.
Wow. Frank's on a roll. Birch Aquarium at Scripps.
I want to go now. I didn't realize that
it's
was an aquarium.
It's over by UCSD.
Okay. Okay. Well, now I want to go to the aquarium.
Some of these things, like I went to as a kid, like taking a field trip.
No.
So you might have missed some of those.
Mm-hmm.
Mission Beach and Belmont Park.
I've been to Mission Beach. I haven't been to Belmont Park.
X.
It's 1 and 1.
No, you got to go to both.
No, I haven't been to both.
Then it's an X. You haven't been to Belmont Park?
No, I've not been to the...
Have you? Oh, so that means you haven't been on the Giant Dipper roller coaster. I have not been on the roller coaster, but I have been to Belmont Park. In fact, I was there. I played mini golf there the other day.
I remember I was... I got
they used to have like Pirate's Cove over there.
I've been sick 2 times in the last 5 years, both of which were during the company Christmas parties that I wanted to go to.
One was at Belmont Park.
My first company Christmas party in New York, I wanted to go so bad, and I got sick. And then here, it was 2 years ago, was the one at Belmont Park, and I got sick and couldn't go.
You got to go to the one at
I went to the one last year, and I will be going to the one this year.
Yeah. Elisa, do not put that into the world. I do not want to go on the Big Dipper. I'm not a huge roller coaster person.
Now we got to go.
My level of roller coaster is basically Disneyland, and that's about it.
Those aren't even roller coasters.
Exactly. That's where we're at.
I can do
Space Mountain and stuff like that, but no.
What?
The Incredicoaster?
Okay. That's
absolutely not.
That's a problem. How can you do Space Mountain? You have no idea where you're going.
It's fine.
Wouldn't that be scarier to have no idea where you're going?
I know there's not a massive drop. I don't need to see it. I could do every ride at Disneyland except I refuse to do Splash Mountain. Reasons.
I don't want to do Splash Mountain.
And then at California Adventure, I'm not free falling. So Guardians of the Galaxy, whatever that is not happening. Even though it's not a free fall, it's just a pulley system. Whatever. It doesn't matter. And the Incredicoaster, I've never been on.
Make your fourth generation ancestors proud. There it is.
Not a roller coaster person. Just close your eyes. Then every ride's like Space Mountain.
Yeah, exactly.
Mission San Diego de Alcala. Jeez. Mount Soledad. National Veterans Memorial. I've never been there either. I've driven past it now twice in the last 2 weeks. But
Where is it?
It's on the it's the cross on the top of the mountain over there by La Jolla. You ever see it off the freeway?
I probably have. I might see it today. I have to go to La Jolla right after the show.
That's Mount Soledad. I've never been up there. But I mean, I've been up there, like on the roads up there. I've never physically gone to Mount Soledad. But it's got beautiful views.
I don't hate La Jolla.
Apparently
you do. I love La Jolla. I never go there because everything is so expensive. That's why but I love La Jolla.
Torrey Pines State Natural Reserve. Do you have Torrey Pines? Oh, that's a mistake. That's a great place. That's a great date spot for you, big dog.
There we go.
Unfortunately, I think they're closing for a couple of months.
Oh, for God's sake.
Torrey Pines Golf Course. I've been there.
I don't play golf.
There's a lot of people that work there that listen to us, by the way. I get reminded of that when I go. It's
love
great.
Love you guys, too.
Love it. We got to get you out there. You got to cover the farmer's insurance.
Thing. I don't play golf. I have no reason to go to a golf course.
PGA Tour. Goes to that spot.
No, I understand.
Just go for that. Go for that.
Adam, can we do a show from?
No, we've Torrey tried. Pines? The PGA Tour is not like us for that. Cool. Spreckles Oregon Pavilion. It's at Balboa Park. You've never walked past it?
Oh, in that case, I probably have. I just
it's
never
that
knew
giant
the name.
Area with the organ. That's the where they do like the con. They have the little like what is it called? They have the little nativity scenes and stuff like that during the Christmas time, and they have it's the big. Concert looking venue at Balboa Park.
I probably have seen it. I've never been
I
to
will
it.
Not take probably have seen it as an answer. It's either you've
I
been
said
there or you
no.
haven't.
I said
look
wrong.
It up right now on your computer and tell me if you've seen that before.
What's it called again?
Spreckles Organ Pavilion. It's the amphitheater there. We got about 45 seconds left, so
no.
I can see the
one. Nope, I have not.
You've been to SeaWorld, though.
Yeah, I have been to SeaWorld.
San Diego Bayfront and Embarcadero. Star of India, Maritime Museum, Rady Shell. I haven't been to the Rady Shell thing yet, but, you know, that holds
up. Love it down there.
Yeah. All right. I was going to add another one. Kate Sessions Park. I have never been to Kate Sessions either. I've never participated in the picnic charcuterie. I've never done that.
Filippi's and Skip's Ranch. Come on.
Filippi's is money, dude. I don't know why you got to dog Filippi's like that, but... Also, Xavier lives in Mira Mesa, so that's why I dropped that in there. I'm trying to think of any other places that I might have missed, like iconic spots in San Diego. There's not a lot of like North County ones on there. Maybe I should ask ChatGPT for 5 more. Let's see what ChatGPT put up.
You have 15 seconds.
I know. Pacific Beach and Crystal Pier. Liberty Station. Ha-ha! Just recently. Mission Bay Park. Been on the bay?
No.
Shelter Island and Harbor Island.
I've spent so much time in Shelter Island.
Mount Helix.
No.
Jeez. I gotta go back and count the ones that you've done. We'll do that when we come back. And keep you updated on everything else that's going on in the sports world. I'm a little disappointed in you, Frank. We got a lot of list of places that Frank needs to go. Brayden Suprenant Show, final hour when we come back. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at @B_SURP, @BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at @B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at @B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.